The decision by Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips to challenge President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination is dividing their party. Phillips just launched his bid in New Hampshire. His campaign against Biden is a long shot, but as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, it's the latest evidence of growing concern among some Democrats that the president's reelection effort is in trouble.
Welcome to my very first town hall in the Granite State. Only 119 to go.
Dean Phillips met voters in Manchester just a few days after he launched his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. He got to the point quickly. The country is deeply divided, and Donald Trump could become president again.
Because the truth of the matter is, President Biden, a man I respect, and I'm sure most of you do too, is perhaps the only Democrat who could lose to Donald Trump. In fact, he's likely to.
He points out that a number of recent polls show Trump ahead nationally and in key swing states. Phillips is a centrist Democrat who supports Biden's agenda, but says he's failed to unite the country. As president, Phillips says he'd appoint both Democrats and Republicans to his cabinet. In fact, he tapped a never-Trump Republican who's left the GOP to direct his campaign. Steve Schmidt, who ran John McCain's presidential bid and then co-founded the anti-Trump Lincoln Project. Schmidt says after 3 years of Biden, Trump remains an existential threat to American democracy, and establishment Democrats are in denial.
Is the MAGA movement on its last breath? Is Donald Trump retired in Mar-a-Lago? Donald Trump is 40 points ahead in the Republican primary, and in one poll, 9 points ahead of Joe Biden. This is not a national security secret.
The campaign hopes to appeal to moderates from both parties. Phillips calls them the exhausted majority. He supports abortion rights, but says he understands why many don't. He's a gun owner who supports gun regulations. He's a Hubert Humphrey Democrat who says his party spends too much and needs to secure the border. But in Manchester, his effort to meet people in the middle crashed when a 23-year-old voter named Atan Chan challenged him. She asked Phillips why he didn't back a ceasefire in Gaza.
I have to tell you, I took note that you didn't mention, how do you feel about the Israeli babies? The grandmothers and grandpas that were killed and put up on Facebook.
I am completely empathetic to them. But by you switching this conversation, no. I'm talking about the 10,000 dead people in Gaza.
So I'm, what I'm
and
trying
you're
to,
not answering my question,
I'm
just like
to,
the
I'm
congressman.
I'm going to answer all three of them.
The clash escalated. Chan became furious and was escorted out of the room, while another voter accused Phillips of gaslighting Chan. Phillips struggled to regain control of the meeting.
Okay, everybody, look at one. All I ask is just kindness and respect to one another, all of us. I respect you.
But Phillips also had support in the room. Steve Shurtleff, who co-chaired Biden's 2020 campaign in the state, says he's backing Phillips because Biden is too old and too unpopular.
I'm concerned with the president's negatives. I think in a poll in New Hampshire, 67% of Democrats said they wished he wouldn't run again. They wish he'd step aside and pass that torch to the next generation.
But in New Hampshire, Biden still has plenty of supporters, and some are worried that Phillips' campaign will only weaken the president's chances against Trump.
What Dean Phillips is doing is feeding the Republican narrative that Joe Biden can't win, there's no enthusiasm.
Kathy Sullivan is a former chair of the New Hampshire Democratic Party. She notes that there's a long history of sitting presidents being hurt by primary challenges, from Lyndon Johnson to Jimmy Carter to George H.W. Bush.
If, as he says, he wants a Democrat to win the White House, the best thing for Mr. Phillips to do is to pack his bags and go back to Minnesota.
But New Hampshire offers Phillips a big opportunity to be noticed, since Biden won't appear on the state's primary ballot. That's because the Democratic Party picks South Carolina, with its large population of black voters, to hold its primary first, ahead of New Hampshire. So Sullivan is leading a write-in campaign for the president and says Phillips will only hurt that effort. Antoine Seawright, a political strategist in South Carolina, agrees.
It was Joe Biden's decision to make South Carolina first. And so to buck that shows not only that disrespect to black voters, the most loyal and dedicated voting bloc in a generation, but also to the process.
For his part, Phillips rejects that charge.
Speaking to white voters in New Hampshire is not disrespectful to black voters in South Carolina. When I'm in South Carolina speaking to black voters, that's not disrespectful to Arab American voters in Michigan.
Phillips says he wants to knit America back together, even as he divides his own party. But he says he's only telling Democrats what they need to hear, that large numbers of Americans don't want either Trump or Biden as president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.